Coming up, Nash Hollows with Paulette Macquarie.
Oh, and a young singer out of Winnipeg opens our program. Her name is Sofia Bielozor, and this is a number from her CD, Charivni Melodii, which means Enchanting Melodies. And this gal is often seen on the musical circuit. You can find her on YouTube and, of course, always here on Nash Holos. And that number that you just heard was Oi Hele Hele, which means Call of the Geese. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», котра передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову в Канаді. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. I'm Paulette Demchik-Macquarie, your host, and also known as Pavlina in Ukrainian circles. Thanks so much for joining me here on Nash Holos, and do hope you'll enjoy our time together. Welcome, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian food flair, an easy-to-make and very yummy prawn salad, which is perfect for summertime. Vasyl Pavlovsky has another cultural capsule about a Ukrainian organization that is well-known around the world called Prosvita. And Irina Bell of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa has another Did You Know feature about a world-renowned psychologist. And we'll also have a proverb of the week for you, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, to continue on that sort of Latin-y theme, we have High Profile, another Winnipeg group. This is a polka band, and they've put a kind of a Latin American salsa twist on a very traditional Ukrainian kolomeka, which you've heard often here on Nash Holos. And this has got quite a different sound. Here is High Profile now with Oita Duna.
Do not.
The English-Ukrainian Directory is a unique and valuable resource guide to Canada's Ukrainian community. Publishing since 2000, it's the only one of its kind in Western Canada. In it, you'll find information about community organizations, schools, artists, dance groups, musicians, choirs, churches, businesses and professionals, government, and more. It's distributed free of charge and also offers free online search and information links. To find out more about the English-Ukrainian Directory, visit eudirectory.net.
Іванку, Іванку, купи мені рум'янку, купи мені рум'янку. Бимся рум'янила, бимся рум'янила, я піду до танку. Бимся Саша покоситься, Саша покоситься. Тоді він надійде, тоді він надійде, як сіде зірниця.
gjithni ditu sa Ti qitëm qitëm ju që da Ashtë për pitë kërpa Ti qasë të stati ditu që da Arë është një që kësta Ti
po e në ilin siti U së lërmin li Ti që në kumpajnë zja Dhe në stimin që Ti o e në ilin siti U së lërmin li Ti që në kumpajnë zja Dhe në stimin që Ti o e në ilin siti U së lërmin li Ti që në kumpajnë zja Dhe në stimin që
And that, of course, was Previt from Montreal, from their CD, Zaklakanya, Remember Me, and a song called Dievchina Kupayetsya, Maiden in the Field. Before them, you heard Sonia from Nashville, Tennessee, from her CD, Vidshedho Seretsya, From the Heart, and Ivanku. Up next is Luna from New York, from their CD, Posluchai Pochuyesh, Listen and You Will Hear. Here they are now with Sedeth Dievcha, A Girl Sits by the Water.
Сидить дівча на бістрою водою, і так собі цю пісню гомони, бистра вода, візьми мене з собою. Бо я не можу більш на світі жити. Бістра вода, візьми мене з собою, бо я не можу більш на світі жити. Скажи, скажи, чого б тя полюбила, скажи, чому повірила тобі, якби не ти, сумна я б не ходила, якби не ти. Не була б я в журбі, якби не ти, сумна я б не ходила, якби не ти, не була б я в журбі. Ти приходи до мене. Ночі. Ти приходив, коли я твердо спів, ти цілував заплакані очі, і говорив, не плач, не плач, любов. Ти цілував заплакані очі, і говорив, не плач, не плач, любов. А навесні, якай зазеленіє, і мої очі збудяться зі сну. Щоб я була тебе так не любила, як день так ніч була б я без журби. Щоб я була тебе так не любила, як день так ніч була б я без журби.
And now, Ukrainian food flair with Judy Hrnenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian food flair. It's too hot to cook, summer is here, and so are the salads. Although not indigenous to Ukraine, prawns are just as popular in that country as here in North America. Served with fresh rye bread, this hearty prawn salad makes a wonderful light meal. Prawns and shrimp belong to the same family as crabs and lobsters and are similar in the number of ways. They are decapod crustaceans, which means they have 10 legs and a hard shell covering their body. Although the shell that covers prawns and shrimps is much thinner than and not as hard as the shell of most other crustaceans. As with crabs and lobsters, shrimps and prawns must shed their shells in order to grow bigger. One of the main differences between prawns and shrimps and their relatives, the crabs and lobsters, is that prawns and shrimps primarily swim about, as opposed to crabs and lobsters that crawl. Did you know that prawns and shrimps also start their four-year existence as males and then change into females for their final year of life? Way to go, girl! Prawns and shrimps are an extremely good source of protein, yet are very low in fat and calories, making them a very healthy choice of food. Shrimps and prawns do contain a lot of omega-3 fatty acids, but these fatty acids are good for you and help prevent against heart disease, circulatory diseases, and many other types of illnesses. Here is what you'll need to make this wonderful salad. 2 pounds of prawns, cooked or ready cooked prawns. 1 large lemon, juiced. 4 large russet potatoes, cooked and diced. 4 large cooked eggs, chopped. 1 cup green peas, cooked. 1 cup of mayonnaise, and 3 tablespoons of fresh chopped dill. Sprinkle prawns with lemon juice, mixed potatoes, chopped eggs, and peas with prawns. Season with mayonnaise and salt. Set on a bed of lettuce greens, sprinkle top with chopped dill, chill for 1 hour. Serve 6 to 8. For a more elegant taste, you can replace the prawns with crab or lobster. Enjoy! Dopa bachinya and smach noho!
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Finenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network. Another Montreal group that was Chermshina from their CD Postishka Khmri Along Paths of a Dream. That was Oi Upoli Dva Dubke, The Two Oak Trees. Vislukhajte Ukrainsku radio programu Nash Holos na bahatomovni radio stanciji CHMB AM 1320 in the cable FM 97.5. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. Thank you. and a nice blast from the past there for you. That was courtesy of the Chichil Orchestra from Alberta, and that was a sound that was very, very commonly heard on the prairies and possibly even in the old country. I think a little bit modified, though, but certainly a very traditional sound. And this, fortunately, is not something that has disappeared, because this group is still around. It is a family orchestra, and they've been around for 5 decades, but they're still going strong. And they've got a couple of CDs out. This number was the Saskatchewan Wedding March from their first CD, which is called Old Time Favorites. And you can find out more about them and order their CDs at their website, which is www.chichul.ca, and that's chichul.ca. Up next, we have Vasil Pavlovsky with Cultural Capsule, and it is sponsored by the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, which will be taking place in the Bloor West Village in Toronto, September 17th to 19th. Details can be found at the website ukrainianfestival.com or call the hotline 416-410-9965. Here now is Vasil.
Hey, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nasholos. People I've met along the road of life at times have asked me, where did you learn to speak Ukrainian? For the most part, this used to happen through my university years, and then some during my frequent visits to Ukraine in the 1990s and during my first couple of years that I was living there. While many kids of non-ethnic Ukrainian families would be at home on Saturday mornings watching cartoons on TV, the Poles, Italians, Greeks, Germans, Slovenes, and Ukrainians kids would be at school, learning their respective languages and about their cultures. These schools were organized by either religious organizations or community organizations, and were held in a variety of locations, from church halls to facilities owned by the community organization. In my case, my first experience with any type of schooling was at Ukrainian school on Friday nights, held at a building owned by one particular community organization. An organization which was not founded in Canada, but founded in Galicia, western Ukraine, as an opposing force to the colonization efforts of the Habsburgs, which was anti-Ukrainian, and the Russophile tendencies of the day. With close to 200,000 Ukrainians emigrating to Canada prior to the First World War, they brought with them not only their language and religion, but their institutions as well. One such institution was the Prosvita Reading Society, the organization where I attended my first organized schooling, and which literally translates to mean enlightenment. One of the important tenets of the organization was to ensure that all individuals be enlightened, educated, and that they felt that they were part of society, part of a nation of peoples. The organization was founded in Lviv on December 8, 1869, and grew rapidly, even though Russophiles tried to throw up roadblocks any chance they could. And at their general meeting in March of 1891, they decided to officially take on the role of holding literacy courses, evening reading sessions, producing plays, and in addition, they formed trade unions and credit unions. As an aside, one of Prosvita's original founders, Emilian Ochanowski, an academic, biographer Taraschenko, and a member of the Polish Academy of Sciences, was born on August 3, 1830. Like in Ukraine, Prosvita played an active role in the lives of Ukrainian Canadians and probably wherever Ukrainians settled. And when I would tell people in Ukraine of where I learned Ukrainian, I would sometimes hear the response, "Yes, it was thanks to Prosvita that my grandfather could read and write." I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured Prosvita, also known as the Ukrainian Reading Society.
And Cultural Capsule was brought to you by the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, which is taking place in the Bloor West Village, Friday, September 17th till Sunday, September 19th. Details at the Ukrainian Festival website, ukrainianfestival.com, or call the festival hotline at 416-410-9965. Up next is a song that kind of speaks to the theme that Vossell just spoke to. The Prosvita was an Enlightenment society, and it existed to promote the Ukrainian language, culture, heritage, and basically education in general. And certainly the language was included there, as it has always been under siege in Ukraine. And here's Anichka now with a poignantly titled and very appropriately titled song called Поговоріть зі мною по-українськи. Speak to me in Ukrainian.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that the man who is seen by many as the most renowned living psychology theorist and one of the most influential psychologists of all time was born and raised in Mundare, Alberta? Over a career spanning almost six decades, Albert Bandura has been responsible for groundbreaking contributions to many fields of psychology. A 2002 study found Albert Bandura to be the fourth most cited psychologist in scientific papers published around the world, after B.F. Skinner, Sigmund Freud, and Jean Piaget. Now 84, Albert Bandura flew home to Alberta this week to receive his 18th honorary degree in a ceremony at the University of Alberta. Bandura grew up in poverty. During one drought, his father had to decide how much of their thatched roof they could spare to feed the cattle. But Bandura's father valued education. Albert Bandura went on to study psychology at the University of British Columbia, then on to the University of Iowa to earn a PhD, and then a job at Stanford University, where he has continued to teach for 57 years. Albert Bandura's theories are being used to change attitudes. But despite his optimistic outlook on people's ability to rise above their circumstances, he has harsh words for the profitable self-help industry, which he said exploits people looking for a quick fix. For more information on Albert Bandura, see Wikipedia and other sources.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for the Happy Station Show on the PCJ Media Network.
Пролягла дорога від твоїх воріт до моїх воріт, як струна. Тож чому згубився твій самотній слід, знаєш, ти одна. Зимна осінь ще той слід листям не накрила, бо до тебе навесні я повернусь, мила. Твої руки я візьму знову в свої руки, і не розквітне поміж нас жовтий квіт розлуки. Не ховай очей блакитний промінь, заспівай мені в останній раз. Пісню ту візьму собі на спомин, пісня буде поміж нас. По твій голос щедра повінь, я мов колос, зелен колос нею повен. Жовтий лист спаде і виросте зелений, а ти в пісні будеш завжди біля мене. Як зійдуть сніги з гір потоками, ой, глибокими навесні. Забринить дорога та неспокоєм вдалині мені, вдалині. Зимна осінь ще той світ листям не накрила, бо до тебе навесні я повернусь, мила. Твої руки я візьму знову в свої руки, не розквітне поміж нас жовтий квіт розлуки. Не ховай очей блакитний промінь, заспівай мені в останній раз. Пісню ту візьму собі на спомин, пісня буде поміж нас. Бо твій голос щедра повінь, я мов колос, зелен колос нею повен. Жовтий лист спаде й виросте зелен. ти в пісні будеш завжди біля мене. Не ховай очей блакитний промінь, заспівай мені останній раз пісню ту, пісню собі на спомінь, пісня буде поміж нас. То твій голос щедра повінь, я мов колос зеленкого з нею повен, жовтий лист паде й виросте зелений, а ти в пісні будеш завжди біля мене.
Під копитом камінь тріснув, до серденька крізь притиснув. Крізь притиснув до серденька, закувала зозуленька. Не куй, зозуленько, найщебече соловейко.
Was a young talent from Ukraine by the name of Mlada, and she first came to my attention as a result of a note from Vasyl Pavlovsky, our own, very own Vasyl. When he was living in Kiev, he encountered this young gal who just thrust a CD in his hand and said, have a listen, and he did, and was so delighted with it that he told a whole bunch of people, including myself, and you can actually get that CD now. Plus, she has another one out as well recently, and you can get it at her website, mlada.com.ua, that's mlada.com.ua, and that number that you just heard was Yichal Yichal Kozak Mistom, a Cossack rode into town. Before her, you heard Taras Chubai with his tribute to Volodymyr Ivasyuk, and that number was Pisnya Bude Pomizh Nas, The Song Will Be Among Us. Up next, we're going to switch genres. We're going to bring it back home here to Canada and the prairies, and the Ukrainian old-timers have the Sweet Fern Waltz. Best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe. Tune in to Nasholos, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Media. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website, which is pcjmedia.com. And you can find out more about Nasholos and catch the original Vancouver broadcast at the Nasholos website, which is nasholos.com, and that's spelled N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S. Well, sadly, our time together is coming to a close, so before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Зі знанням не можна родитись, його треба навчитись. And the proverb of the week translates as, no one is born with knowledge, it must be learned. Well, that just about wraps things up for this program. So before I go, I will leave you with one last number, and this will be the Parkland Pioneers from Dauphin, Manitoba, and Yebik Doma. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nasholos and PCJ Media. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення.
заплакала стара вдова, то не мала, бика вдома, не плач, не плач, стара вдова, єбек, 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 дома. Bitch, bitch, I've been man as a bit net, you I don't know who I'm bullet, bullet, I've been man there, oh, I'm bullet. Picho ja da korove, taj zaišao da peka, a korova se skazela, hila da te mulaka. Бо я знаю, що ти хочеш, а ти хочеш берега, мене рідке середа. О, пишу я даван, друге, і там баба викажу, китай, пишу я даван, то ся, а там баба виколася. Пішов я додому, поставив до йоки, а пасятня ще скажили, зіле мої панчоки. Заплакала стара вдова, що не мала, бика вдома, не плач, не плач, стара вдова, єбек, єбек, єбек.